Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Are you serious?
Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. My name's Marcus Bronzy.
My name is Funk Butcher.
Yeah. So, Funk, in terms of trying out stuff, I think there's a varied selection this week. There was a lot, quite computer game heavy in the last episode. I'm right in thinking that. Quite a lot of computer game talk. You know, got a little bit deep about Apple. If you want to get into that, check out that episode, which is episode 212. Somebody made a song that with that number in it, but we don't talk about them anymore because they're an idiot. This episode, I've been sent something. I put it on the table. It's been in the studio for a little while we were killing some time with stuff. It looks like a little Beats pill, actually, if I'm honest. It looks like a Beats speaker. It's not a Beats speaker. It's called the Mini Presso.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, with that word, do you want to guess what this is? I'm going to lean over and get it.
Mini, like a mini coffee machine, or
do you want to describe what I'm holding, what it looks like?
That's like a nuclear device.
It does. It looks like, where are the codes for the nuclear fusion? Like,
it's I think Kim Jong's got one by his bedside,
probably. The president of the United States has probably got a button for one of these as well. So, yeah, it's this little nuclear weapon-sized device.
Yeah. No, it actually looks like a thermos flask, but handheld.
It's a thermos flask, but so much better. Okay? Now, this is an espresso machine. You see the big things that you see?
Oh, I was right.
The espresso machines you see in Starbucks, Nero, wherever you get your coffee from.
Yeah.
This is a small handheld version of them, right? Now, this is what it's meant to do. It's meant to hold some hot water.
Yeah.
It's meant to hold some coffee grinds.
Okay.
Now, you can either have ground coffee in one version of it, or you can have one with an espresso capsule in it, if you know, feel so inclined.
Yeah.
And it gives you that perfect espresso, apparently.
Yeah.
Right? Now, are you a coffee drinker?
I'm not a coffee drinker.
Are you a coffee drinker, Bill?
So I'm the wrong person.
So I'm a coffee drinker. Yeah. So I'm going to have to test this.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you want to describe what I'm doing with it? This is my nuclear device, Funk.
Okay. So, he's... Okay.
Twisted a little button on it.
Twisted a little button and something just ejected out. Okay, he's taking the cap off.
That's my cup now.
That's the cup.
Yeah.
Yep.
Turned it over.
Okay.
And it's like, there's this little... They call it a semi-automatic piston.
Okay.
That pops out of it. And once I press...
Okay.
Hot water should be traveling through the Nespresso capsule.
Okay.
I'm doing this near my laptop as well. This is going terribly wrong. And it's supposed to make me a perfect espresso. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Can you see the coffee coming out from?
Yep.
That's making me a perfect espresso. I know you can't see this, but this is looking amazing.
So you can literally have Starbucks in your bedroom now.
This is a Starbucks in my bedroom. So I can roll over off her and say, So you can walk up a hill and make yourself a perfect espresso. Oh, this is hurting my hands. One sec. I'm doing a bit wonky. So I'm making the coffee. Apparently it's going to give me a perfect espresso. A single shot.
They actually have names for different cups. They just have coffee.
No way. Just coffee? What kind of heathen do you think I am?
One shot.
All right, let me try this espresso. It's still quite warm.
Okay.
It's all quite warm.
Okay. Taste?
It's good.
Okay.
Good flavour. Rich.
Okay.
Warm roast.
Okay.
It's got a, you know, it's got a citrusy finish on the end.
Could be the dishwater.
So it could be the dishwater. So yeah, that's a little espresso in my pocket.
I have to say, design wise, I'm very impressed by it. It looks very neat. You see these city slickers they can have in the side of their rucksack.
There we go. Yeah.
And it just looks like something that wouldn't take up too much space on your desk at work.
It doesn't. You know what? You could fill that up, sit down on your desk, and you could be the envy of the office.
Yeah.
All the dickheads that have to go over to the coffee machine, you're no longer like them. You know why? Got a coffee machine in your hand.
This kind of enforces the idea which a lot of managers have, where they don't like you leaving your desk, and they'll probably actively leave set aside a bit of your budget so that you can have one of these, so that you
I would
you
never
maintain
want,
you
I
maintain that ball and chain.
I would never
desk.
Want to work in an office with you. Have you noticed how Funk? We spoke about drones. Just Funk's like, yeah, we could use a drone to check up and see if somebody's actually left the house on time for work.
Productivity.
Yeah. You would be a terror. You know, in the office, you would be like, you know, horrible bosses.
Yeah.
That's what you'd be like, a horrible boss. So you're saying now, instead of an office communal coffee machine where people can converse, share life stories,
all the
great, you know, create a bit of nice office sort of banter. You're
Marcus,
saying, no, get rid of that.
Because if you look into the history books, all the greats actually cracked that whip. They were very Machiavellian in their business management style.
So let me get this right. If you worked,
yes,
if you were like an office manager,
yeah,
you would say no coffee machine. Everybody gets their own personal espresso machine, so you cannot leave the desk.
Yeah, I can't have employees. I think if I was a boss, I think on the Monday there'll be a public execution just to keep everyone in line.
just randomly, the lowest productivity, the person who's the least productive, yeah, they go.
Yeah. Like, bring them out, bring them forward, and then I'll execute in front of the members of the staff. You see, that's what happens if you leave your desk to get the coffee.
So when you watch films like The Hunger Games, yeah, for you it's not really a story. It's more of like an education. It's like on the job training sort of.
Yeah.
You watch it and you go, right, that's a good technique.
I'm looking at it and seeing that as business strategy 101. That's 48 laws of power.
Oh my gosh. So what about toilet breaks though? Would you say there'd be another sort of portable device for toilet breaks?
There's nappies.
I would never want to work for you ever. You're so mean. Funk is a whip cracker, you know.
So
productivity,
exactly. So seeing as we're at a stage now where the UK government has decided to leave mainland Europe and the European Union, and we want to kind of increase our levels of productivity so that we become a world power economically, I suggest that mini espressos be in every office. Every office up and down the land, so we can get that productivity needed to bring us up to par with the likes of China, as Trump calls it, China.
Yeah, really? Oh my gosh. Funk, I can't. Dictator.
Yeah.
Kim Jong Funk. There you go. So yeah, that's the mini presso, man. Funk, can I just say there's something you showed me on Twitter the other day, and I was tweeting about it.
Okay.
I'm a bit of a weirdo on Twitter. Mm. I will just keep tweeting about the same tweet if I like it. And one thing I do like about Twitter now is I can keep replying to that tweet with fresh tweets.
Yeah.
One thing that I couldn't stop tweeting about for about half an hour, which is a long time in the world of Twitter, was there's a game, like, you know, I know there's a lot of talk about Avengers, and like Funk's mentioned the Justice League.
Yeah.
But there's also a computer game which is focused around DC characters called Injustice.
Yeah, someone pointed out something to me the other day that Marvel Universe, they've taken the cinema, the movie crown.
Yeah.
DC have taken the TV crown.
Oh, yeah.
And now DC seem to have taken the game crown.
Yeah, well, until Avengers collaboration with Square Enix.
Yes. Okay.
Until we see that.
Yeah.
At the moment, DC are kicking ass, and there's a, they like to show you when this is a fighting game. When they show you fighting games now online, they always give you clips of one character kicking another character's ass to showcase that character's skill set.
Yeah.
Now, I always like the Street Fighter ones because you see a Super Hadouken or Shoryuken from Ken.
Yeah.
Or you see M. Bison do like an unblockable move.
Or you see Akuma's move where the screen just goes white.
And you have to imagine what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The character just lying on the floor.
Yeah. We saw a clip of The Flash.
Yeah.
And Funk.
Yeah.
That has to be one of the, and I'm talking about the best.
Yeah.
I'm putting this move that I saw him do over, right now, I'm putting it over any of the fatalities I've seen in Mortal Kombat.
I knew you were going to say that, yeah.
I've putting it over any combos that I've seen, yeah. any school, after school whooping that I've seen somebody get on the arcade machines, yeah. or online.
Yeah.
I have never seen such a powerful.
Yeah. And creative.
Unreasonably.
Yeah.
Destructive special move.
Yeah.
How is the Flash going to, this is how the move starts, yeah? He like powers up and vibrates, because he vibrates, that's how he moves,
yeah,
so quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll say the first part, Funk, and I'll let you finish up. Because Funk actually messaged me saying, no, we're on the phone. And Funk's like, have you seen this move? I was like, let me come off the phone and see it. So the first part of it, he vibrates and gets super angry, spins you around.
Yeah.
Does he give you a slap? I think you get a slap or two. Yeah, I think, maybe. I think, it's too fast anyway. Yeah,
yeah.
And then he drags you off screen.
Yeah. So he grabs your phone. Yeah, yeah. And you run through a warp tunnel.
Yeah.
Obviously, you break the time-space continuum.
Because that's what the Flash does, isn't it? He can run so fast, yeah. that he can break the space-time continuum, yeah? All right, cool.
Yeah, he can bend time.
Yeah.
He can go back, forward, anywhere he wants. He can go to different parallel dimensions, anywhere.
Yeah.
He's like the Time Lord.
Yeah.
And he grabs your opponent in this game, in this special move, and he takes you back in time. He takes you back in time to ancient Egypt, yeah? But what he does is, he takes you back in time to ancient Egypt, and you're actually... within a second, you're in the scaffolding where the Sphinx is being constructed, and he smashes you into the Sphinx's nose. So that's how the Sphinx's nose is like that. Basically, mm-hmm. historians, put your books down, put your pens down, quit your research funding. The reason why the Sphinx nose is broken is because the Flash in Injustice 2 took his opponent there and smashed him into it.
Yeah.
That's what he done.
Because somebody took smack to the Flash.
Yeah.
So that's it. You got to get taken back to Egyptian times,
yeah.
and had to meet face to face with the Sphinx. And obviously the nose lost, but you also lost because that big piece of nose was in your face.
But the Flash wasn't done then.
Nah.
He wasn't done. He wasn't finished. Oh, yeah. No.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Then he travels further back in time to the, I believe it's the Cretaceous period. And this is the thing, you have to be very particular about this. It's called Jurassic Park, yeah? But those dinosaurs weren't even around during the Jurassic era. So I guess...
It should have been called Cretaceous Park.
Cretaceous Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he takes you back and he smashes you into the side of a T-Rex. He's very frustrated and he tries to snap back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Misses you.
Obviously.
Because you're too quick. He then grabs you. The opponent.
So let's summarize at this point in time. This is already ridiculous, yeah? The first part is ridiculous. He took you back to ancient Egypt and slapped you with a national... with one of the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah.
He beats you up with one of the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah.
Takes you further back in time and beats you up with one of the best films... Sorry, best... beats you up with a Cretaceous Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
But he's not done there.
Yeah, not done there. Then he takes you back to... a couple of seconds before yourself, and he smashes you back into the whatever
version of yourself
is standing present
just before He smacked you with yourself just before you got taken back to the Sphinx.
Exactly, before you took you off in the first place.
So he uses quantum physics to create a whole new timeline and universe to whoop your ass in. Imagine trying to explain that to somebody with smack talk. Hey boy, I'm going to hit you so... Oh no, I'm going to beat you up so bad, I'm going to beat you with yourself. How do you explain that ass whooping to somebody as well?
It's incredible. I think, better yet is you need to see it. It is one of those things where if ever you needed something to sell a game, you would just show them that clip. It is absolutely incredible.
I think if you do that move on somebody, they have to put down the control pad and leave the room.
Yeah.
And then go home, write their parents an apology letter, write you an apology letter. I ain't going to let somebody beat you up with yourself in a different time. Oh, anyway, crazy.
It's actually such a powerful move. It has to come at the end of the fight. Like, because you can't continue the fight after that move has happened. Even if there's like a quarter of your energy bar left,
nah,
that should happen at the end of the fight.
Yeah.
It's the grand finale.
Yeah.
It has to be literally a finishing move.
Yeah, that's brought me into the game. I'm very interested. So you can pre-order that. Check it out at howtokillanhour.com/blog. I just want to see what Superman's powers are now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they've got Superman, yeah. Batman.
I mean, I've been on this. So I've been watching the whole marketing campaign for this. And there's a whole storyline between... the storyline is a little bit similar to the recent Batman vs Superman film.
Okay.
Whereby Bruce Wayne, aka Batman, is suspicious of Superman's powers, and there is that whole breakup of the Justice League. So that is the storyline that's running through Injustice 2. But obviously they've put in all the different characters. So you've got Wonder Woman in there, you've got Supergirl in there, you've got and all the different villains for these respective characters are all in there. So it looks like there's going to be quite a hefty lineup of characters and bonus characters.
Is there a way of bettering this special move from the Flash? I know I should stop banging on about it. How can we think up a better move?
Well, I've seen some of the special moves for people like Batman and Superman, and they're equally impressive as well. I think Batman's one, he gets into his Batwing jet in some way, shape or fashion. Superman knocks you up and then punches you into a plane and all that kind of stuff. They're absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. They went to town with it.
I like it. But honestly, check out the Flash one. In fact, we should pop out a tweet with that video on it, How to Kill an Hour, so you can check that super quick. You going to pop one out, Bill?
What now?
He's not fast.
What now? I was like, the Flash would have done it.
Yeah, the
Flash would have gone back in time and done it before I even knew that it needed to get done.
And then hit you with a laptop.
Yeah, they hit you with a laptop. And Bill, could you done? But yeah, that's it, man. Injustice 2, check that out. What's next on the list? All right, so again, Funk, you've mentioned a number of times that we are people that, you know, I like to think that we lay it down and it gets picked up somehow.
Yeah.
In How to Kill Hour. We like to lay down certain situations and stories and have certain opinions that when they ring true, we do like to let you, the listener, know that, you know, we were right. But this is a bit of this, a bit of that, and a bit of something else. But Eric Zhu, the CEO of Chinese tech firm Huawei, Lucy Hedges told us how to say it, right?
I was just about to say.
She gave us the phonetic
breakdown and we've forgotten it.
Huawei. No, it's not. It's how. Oh, getting it wrong now. Howu? Huawei?
I think it's so, like, I bet the H is silent or something. Hey.
Huawei.
Hey.
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 Yeah. Billy, do you know how we say it?
Hui.
Hui. Hui. All right. So, Huawei, we. They're a tech company. They make mobiles, wearables, and et cetera. And their CEO said, I've never figured out why we need to wear smartwatches when everything we need is in our phones. I'm not a man who wears watches.
Oh,
and I've never been optimistic about this market.
Oh, shit.
Very controversial to come from a company that does actually make smart devices. But what? I mean, because we've recently started to drift into the world of wearables, because we tried out the Still HR. And what we kind of liked about it was the fact that it was very watchy. And it did stuff that your phone couldn't do, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like heads up displays of bits of information, as well as obviously giving you the time without you having to take your phone out of your pocket. But
to be fair,
still
I would have sat in that arena with Mr. Zhu, in that arena prior to wearing the Withings wearable. But again, it just shows how much this guy's hands must have been tired in developing this product. Like, he probably saw that that market, it's a very difficult push to kind of enter into something when you have, when you're already having products in your catalog which duplicate and, yeah, and replicate the same functions. Why would you need more of the same kind of thing? It does seem like technological overkill.
Yeah.
So he was probably speaking from that perspective as a more of a practical head, because there has been a lot of talk in forums and in private conversations that if Steve Jobs were alive, would he have developed that watch? It doesn't seem like the most practical, because he was a man of practicality. A lot of his products, they harked to a direct demand. There was a problem there, and he solved that problem. I don't think up until that point in time, people were saying, is there a way I can answer my phone on my watch that could be suffice? So it's arguable whether or not the whole iWatch thing would have been developed under his tenure. So who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you're right, practical. And he was also good at finding issues that we didn't realize that we had. Like, we thought phones were pretty easy to use.
Yeah.
But Blackberries and stuff, we were, Blackberry was the hot phone, but he came along and was like, nah, don't need pins and all that sort of stuff. No. Let's have iMessage, or let's have, let's have a phone where, you know, there's an app store and you can use apps.
Yeah.
So your phone doesn't come preloaded with stuff and minimal options. And you don't have to go on the internet to access.
He created an ecosystem.
Yeah.
He was like, you like to go to the supermarket and get all your goods. How about a phone that's like a supermarket?
Yeah.
Everything's there. You get your shopping there. You get your phone there. You get your music there.
Yeah.
You can tell off your kids and send them a message there. Everything is all in one place.
Exactly. But
I guess what he was trying to do was have that ecosystem with minimal products.
Mm.
So when you have an ecosystem and then you start adding more products to kind of keep that ecosystem afloat, i.e. an iWatch, i.e. this, that, then it comes a bit.
So what do you think is the next step for wearables then? Like what could we get like that a phone doesn't give us?
Well, the thing with wearables is that they have to occupy space that other wearables or other tech doesn't. So you can say that, okay, well, the laptop is for the office. There's no point developing another product which still occupies that same space. So if you were to say the iPhone or the phone in general is for when you're outside the office on the go, then the iWatch kind of moves into that same space. So they're battling for the same area of usage, which is kind of where the conflict comes in, which I can see the CEO of Huawei kind of having that problem with.
I think we need someone to come along and say, make the jump and say, listen, this is the replacement for your phone.
Mm.
This is something you wear and you do not need a phone with this. Then I'm interested.
But I mean, here's the thing. People are taking the phones everywhere. People are on the toilet on their phones. So it's, you would have to redefine where a phone can and can't be taken, because people are taking their phones everywhere outside of work. People on their phones when they wake up in the morning. People are using their phones in a capacity where it's almost like a wearable anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, the only place people aren't taking their phones is literally in the bath or the shower.
In the womb.
Yeah, in the womb kind of thing. You get the WhatsApp, you get an iMessage from your child saying, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Create a group and start an event. Set an alarm. Yeah. I mean, now phones are waterproof. People are probably even cooler with taking them into wet places and stuff like that. Anyway, right, that's been this episode of How to Kill an Hour. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
And I've been Funk Butcher.
Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you very much to Billy for attempting to move as fast as the Flash in this episode as well.
Meow.
How fast did you move, Bill?
What's the password?
Oh, man. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.